with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Donald Trump's lawyer tells jurors during closing arguments in the alleged hush money trial that the key witness lied.
Donald Trump sat by stoically during closing arguments by one of his defense lawyers who spent 2.5 hours telling jurors President Trump is innocent, he did not commit any crimes, and the DA has not met their burden of proof, period, and the evidence in the case should leave you wanting. Trump's attorney also calling star witness Michael Cohen the MVP of liars. The defense trying to discredit weeks of testimony that prosecutors say proved the former president interfered in the 2016 election through a scheme to suppress stories seen as harmful to his campaign. The prosecution's closing arguments were to take up the rest of the day. At criminal court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
Closing arguments have now concluded. The man who attacked Paul Pelosi, husband of former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, was resentenced today.
The man convicted of attacking the husband of Nancy Pelosi with a hammer 2 years ago has apologized in federal court, but still received 30 years in prison at an unusual resentencing hearing that resulted from judicial error. David DePape was sentenced on May 17th for 20 years for attempting to kidnap Nancy Pelosi and 30 years for the October 2022 assault on Paul Pelosi. But the judge failed to allow the defendant to address the court at that sentencing, so that's why there was another hearing in which DePape said, "I'm sorry for what I did." I'm Shelley Adler.
The Pentagon says the U.S. built temporary pier taking humanitarian aid to starving Palestinians has been damaged in rough seas and weather and will be removed from the coast of Gaza to be repaired. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 216 points. This is SRN News. And we'll have that report in just a minute. Some good news from Nigeria.
The army has rescued about 350 people kidnapped by the Muslim terror group Boko Haram. Most of the victims are women and children, and a lot of them are Christians. Boko Haram and other Muslim terrorists have been wreaking havoc in Nigeria for decades, killing tens of thousands of Christians as they seek to establish Sharia law in the country. The government has been largely unable or unwilling to address the problem. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Officials in eastern Pakistan say they've arrested more than 100 Muslim men and charged them with attacking a Christian father and son over allegations they desecrated pages of the Quran. This is SRN News. The United Nations and other organizations have presented credible evidence that Hamas militants committed sexual assault during their October 7th attack in southern Israel. But some accounts from that day proved untrue. Two testimonies by volunteers with the Israeli search and rescue organization Zaka have been debunked.
American Airlines said.
Gales at SRN News.